With the emergence of the Asian economic powers, including China and India, and their increasing energy demands, what goals would you like to see such nations set in this regard?
I would imagine, of course, the heaven on earth. And to achieve this, it would be best for these energy-spending countries to develop in a wise and sustainable way. They all know that already. The question is to put it into practice, the knowledge that we have already accumulated. They should set goals to use sustainable energy and minimize their greenhouse gas emissions in their industries, because every effort is worth the benefit to their citizens' health, environment, and even the economy. This is the true meaning of prosperity. Unfortunately, as countries develop, their demand for meat also increases, as they can more easily afford it. However, this is extremely counterproductive, because demand for meat pushes up energy demands enormously, while worsening global warming, raising animals is responsible for 80% of all greenhouse gas emissions from the agriculture sector. Here are three reasons why these developing countries should also set no meat and instead propagate vegan lifestyle as their number one goal. First is to save energy for better purposes. Meat production is energy intensive and grossly energy inefficient. To produce 1 kilogram of beef consumes 169 megajoules of energy, or enough energy to drive an average European car for 250 kilometers. 1 6-ounce beefsteak costs 16 times as much fossil fuel energy as one vegan meal, containing three kinds of vegetables and rice. The UN IPCC's chair, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, further points out that meat requires constant refrigerated transportation and storage, the growing and transportation of the animal's food, a lot of packaging, a lot of cooking at high temperatures for long periods, and a whole lot of animal waste products that also need to be processed and disposed of. Meat production is so costly and inefficient, so unsustainable, that it is bad business to produce meat. Second, besides energy, precious land, food, and water resources already scarce in these very countries are also wasted or degraded to unacceptable degrees. To produce 1 kilogram of beef requires 7 kilograms of grain for feed instead of direct human consumption, while yielding less than one-third the amount of protein. The poor are bound to suffer from hunger. And overall, increased meat consumption has always been correlated with jumps in chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, whereas before that, these ills were virtually unknown. Finally, one reason why developing countries should say no to meat production and consumption is that by turning to the plant-based diet, they will gain invisible benefits as well. In India and China, it is already taught in their traditions, in the law of ahimsa, meaning nonviolence, and the law of karma, which says, as you sow, so shall you reap, meaning, by turning to the virtuous, compassionate diet of vegan alone, they would generate such a positive, constructive energy. This new loving power could even stop the effects of climate change in their vulnerable lands and open up people's innovative thoughts to solve all manner of economical, social, and technological problems. And every country whether developed or developing, will flourish in ways beyond our imagination. I promise, it is true.
제주 특별자치도는 기후변화 시범도로서 기후변화에 대응하기 위한 재반 정책을 선제적으로 시행하고 있습니다. 제주 지역 온실가스 배출량을 데이터 베이스화하고 산림, 지하수, 해양 생태계의 변화를 모니터링하는 한편 풍력, 태양열, 바이오 에너지 등의 신재생 에너지를 확대하여 화석, 에너지 사용을 최소화하는 카본 프리 아일랜드 실현에 박차를 가하고 있습니다. 칭하이 무상사께서는 이러한 국제 컨퍼런스를 통해 전 세계 기후변화 전문가, 정치인, 시민사회단체들과 많은 토론도 하고 활발한 운동도 하고 계신 것으로 알고 있습니다. 기후변화의 영향이 가장 먼저 나타나고 그에 대한 관심도 가장 높은 이곳 제주에서 추진하고 있는 이러한 정책이나 방향에 대해 어떻게 생각하시며 보완하거나 참고할 아이디어가 있으면 말씀해 주시기 바랍니다.
안녕하세요. Assembly member, Miss O, how are you? Certainly, I will try to comply with your request. If you allow me, there is something important to consider. First of all, I'm glad to hear that Jeju's government leaders, including yourself, are very, very passionate about halting climate change. The autonomy of the Jeju government and the proactive, pioneering spirit of your people is laudable. Perhaps it's because you call yourself pristine Jeju province, that you put pride and love in your home's natural beauty, so you want to preserve and cherish it more. Jeju is blessed with an abundance of sunshine and wind. So I'm glad you have been expanding your sustainable energies like wind and solar power. This is going in the right direction. Bravo and bravo. And I personally humbly encourage you and your fellow citizens to continue in this way. But if I may point out, if the goal is to be a truly carbon-free society, we should consider all the major sources of greenhouse gases emissions. You see, we are emitting greenhouse gases not just through the fumes from factories, houses, and cars, but also through the products that we choose to consume. Besides, CO2 is cancelled out by aerosols, which are released at the same time from burning fossil fuels. So, it means that even though we have CO2, but the CO2 also have been cancelled out by the aerosols at the same time. Even though aerosols are very detrimental to our health, they actually have a cooling effect that cancels out the CO2 heat in the atmosphere. So, up to now, the climate warming heat is not from CO2. The warming climate problem is not from CO2. It's not from carbon dioxide. I repeat, it's not from carbon dioxide. It is from other sources, mainly methane. As I told our student friends earlier, at least 50% of total greenhouse gas emissions are coming from animal meat and dairy product. And it's not I who said this. It's all proven, researched, confirmed, and published by the top scientists of the whole world. If we only focus on the green energies, like solar panel, wind power, etc., it won't have much of an effect, I am so sorry to say. I have to tell you the truth, because this is also my planet. Your island could be my residence in any time in the future. I might love your island. I might want to go there. So I want to protect your island. I want to protect my planet. So I have to tell you everything. Although I might offend somebody or I might not be very popular for doing this, but I have to tell you the truth. Because green energies is not an urgent task for us to handle right now. Because green energy only tackle the effect of maybe aerosol, CO2, which is not the urgent issue of global warming, the producer. The global warming effect comes from rising livestock, from animals. So if we continue on the green energy, then we don't have much an effect to stop global warming, because their effectiveness will be cancelled out by the large amounts of greenhouse gases that we generate by consuming meat and a meat industry. Besides the livestock methane that is responsible for the portion of the 50% of greenhouse gas emissions, but 50% is still a low estimate, I would say 80%. There is also the burning of forests to make pasture land to grow food for the animals, and making the chemical fertilizer and pollution to grow the feed, the transportation involved, the constant refrigeration involved, etc., etc. And all the medical effect or the cause of the sickness of the people. Billions, trillions of dollars goes into the treatment of the people for meat-related disease. And it's not always even effective. It's not always even cure people permanently or perfectly even. Even we spend so much money and people have to go so much suffering, the disease are not always completely cured. In many cases, not at all. So people suffer, people die for nothing also because of meat diet. So to produce the meat for consumption, it costs us too much. It costs sorrow, it costs suffering, it costs trillions of dollars. All these add up to many more times greenhouse gas emissions than all the world's transportation combined. And apparently more than all the heavy industries and fossil fuel power stations combined even.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk, rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
We appreciate your happy company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you be guided by wisdom and kindness in your everyday life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.